I said save him, not save his life. Leodrak sneered, his displeasure at this exchange obvious. And what makes you think you can succeed where we, his legion, failed? Numion bit back the urge to tell his brother they had not failed, and let Grammaticus continue. Because of the spear, I need it, the artifact your enemy took from me. They are my enemy too. With it, I can save him. Grammaticus turned to the librarian. Take a look if you don't believe me. You'll find I'm speaking the truth. Hriach gave Numion an almost imperceptible nod. Grammaticus saw it too. So help me. We have a common foe in this, as well as a common goal.
An alliance?
I've been proposing one ever since you captured me.
Where is he then? Asked Numion. Where is our Primarch, that we might save him? And how can a mere human, albeit an immortal one, hope to achieve such a feat? You say you need the spear to do it, but how? What power does it possess?
He's far from here, that's all I know. The rest is still a mystery, even to me.
Have Hriach tear his skull open, snapped Leodrak. He'll unlock what he knows.
Please, help me to the spear and off Ranos. I can reach him.
Numion considered it, but then gestured to Hriach.
Tell us what he knows, he said darkly.
The librarian took a step forwards so he could press the palm of his right hand against the man's forehead.
Don't do it, murmured Grammaticus. You don't know what...
He convulsed as the pain of mental intrusion hit him. Then Hriach jerked, and a grunt of agony escaped through his vox grill.
Numion reached out to him. Brother!
But the Raven Guard warded him off with an outstretched hand. He couldn't speak. Hriach was breathing hard, the throaty sound affected by exertion as his powers were tested. He fell down to one knee, but maintained eye contact and kept his hand up to show the others he was all right. He let it drop to his gorget, then detached his helmet clamps, releasing a small plume of pressurized gas into the air. Then he lifted the helmet free. Underneath, his skin was pale, almost bone white. Ravaged by injury, one half of the Raven Guard's face was pulled up in a permanent grimace. His neck bore the scar of a grievous throat wound. It was deep and looked grey and ugly now it had healed. Grammaticus balked at the grim apparition. Since Hriach's discomfort had begun, his own pain had visibly eased. Hriach let him go, relieved no longer to be in contact.
"Do you see now?" said Numion. "We have suffered much and have little left to lose, save for our honour," he told Grammaticus. "I would have no compunction killing you now or later if you lie to us or obfuscate the truth again."
"I'm not lying. Vulcan lives," Grammaticus said simply.
"He doesn't know anything else,"
rasped Hriach, taking Numion's arm as it was offered and getting back to his feet. He had yet to put his helmet back on, even though he was clearly uncomfortable with his comrades seeing his damaged face. Breathing was obviously easier without it, though.
Or at least, not yet. His instructions have been imparted psychically. Some are locked. I cannot reach them.
He's preventing you?
Someone is.
This cabal, his masters?
Grammaticus interrupted.
They guard their knowledge well. No amount of digging around in my skull is going to unearth what you're after.
I have to concur,
Hriach conceded, reaching for his helmet.
Either help me or let me go, said Grammaticus. This stalemate achieves nothing for either of us. Let me save him.
How?
Asked Numion, suddenly angry. I need to know. I have to know.
Grammaticus sagged, defeated.
I don't know. How many times must I say it? I only know it concerns the spear.
Numion calmed down, but his frustration was still bubbling under the surface. He turned to the others.
"The cleric likely has the spear now," he said. "We'll take it from him."
"From his dead hand," put in Leodrak as he saw the chance for petty revenge.
"One way or another," Numion replied.
He glanced at Grammaticus.
"Bind him. I don't want him trying to escape."
Domados nodded and began uncoiling a length of repelling cable from his belt.
"This is a mistake," said Grammaticus.
"Maybe. Either way, you are not leaving us just yet. I want to see what happens when you are reunited with the spear. See what fresh secrets tumble from your mind. Then I'll have Hriak pry open your skull and extract whatever is hidden within."
Grammaticus hung his head, let his arms fall by his sides, and cursed whatever fates had delivered him to the salamanders.